I'm Sarah Bishop.
And I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And this is
Adventures in Wine Tasting,
the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco, where every night is wine night until December
20th. So drunk on Christmas, making merry by yourself with a paper bag.
It's December 18th.
That's amazing.
I can't believe it.
How does time continue to pass
flies.
In this way?
I don't know. It is going so fast. I have no idea.
You know what I'm really looking forward to?
Christmas?
Yeah, because when Christmas comes around, we don't have to do this podcast anymore.
Oh, bah humbug.
I'm looking forward to like drinking some wine and not having to explain it to people. It's like, people, you're going to be on your own. You're going to have to like understand how things taste without my commentary. It's going to be hard for them.
Shocking.
Great for me.
Okay. Let's get into it. Jeremy, will you pull the wine out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, how cute.
Okay, so, see, this is interesting. This wine is called Once Upon a Time. It's a French rosé wine. Is this only our second rosé?
I think so.
But, great label. The label, unlike all the labels so far, is not an illustration. It is a photograph of what I believe is a chihuahua wearing pink aviator goggles and looking quite peppy.
Looking very cute.
It's very cute. A departure in that it is not an illustration, but right in line with the other labels in that it's super nice and kind of cute. Should I open it up?
Open her up. The Around the World in 24 Wines website says that France made this wine to be the thing fairy tale dreams are made of. Light as a feather, dry and bursting with watermelon. Jeremy hates watermelon. So
I don't
hard.
Hate watermelon.
Raspberry and minerality.
Cantaloupe.
Everything you could ever want. So be sure to pair with a nap on the hammock, a cool evening on the back porch, or your favorite Disney movie.
Oh, fuck that. Yeah, this is going to be ass. Just poured a little on my laptop there, but that's fine.
Hey, your laptop was thirsty.
Looks nice. Looks like rosé. Smells... I know there's almost a little bit of camembert rind there in the nose. No, I mean, it is a bit yeasty on the nose.
I think it's a little bit floral.
But kind of like...
A little bit candy.
Do you get a little bit...
Cotton candy?
Do you get a little bit of birthday cake?
Maybe.
In the nose? Like, kind of like if you...
A little bit sweet, yeah.
Okay. But it says this is a dry wine.
It is. I think the flavor of it is dry. The smell is sweet. The flavor is dry.
It's
not very sweet.
I wouldn't consider this a... Dry rosé. But yeah, it's... Yeah, very floral. Little bit of orange rind. What's your... Are you liking it? Disliking it? Or are you gonna just wait? We have to wait and see.
You gotta wait and see.
Okay. Alright, well... I can barely contain my excitement.
I know.
Shall we break?
Let's break. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Okay, let's get into it. Once upon a time. Once upon a time, there was a rosé. So delicate. So crisp. So peppery on the finish. So perfectly honey mild on the tongue. That... They didn't put it in the Around the World in 24 Wines calendar.
Oh, damn. Sick burn. Watch your levels there, honey.
No, just kidding. This wine's pretty good. I think this is a pretty nice wine. I think it was a little bit peppery, pretty moderately sweet, and seems nice to drink with food. I give it 3 JB.
Yeah, so I think that There's a cute little chihuahua on the label.
That is really nice. And
I think
adorable.
I think A cute little yappy dog is very apropos for a rosé. The thing about those little yappy dogs, yeah, they're almost always kind of cute, and they can go one of two ways. They can be extremely fucking annoying, or they can have surprising depth and compassion and energy, and just they can be really great dogs. And all of which is to say, this wine is kind of just running along that razor's edge between those two. And I think, Sarah, I think you said it right when you said, what did you say? This is a pretty nice wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty nice wine. It's very pleasant, totally drinkable, medium dry rosé. I think it's also like completely indistinguishable from any number of other wines in that kind of category. It's like a moderately dry rosé. It's fine. 3 JB.
3 JB? 3 JB. The average is 3 JB.
Yeah, my little narrative about the dogs didn't really go anywhere.
I liked it a lot. Adventures in Wine Tasting is the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco and is in no way endorsed by, affiliated with, maintained, authorized, or sponsored by the World in 24 Wines Calendar or Costco Wholesale. All opinions expressed therein are those of Sarah Bishop, Jeremy Mullis, and or their guests. The World in 24 Wines Calendar and Costco Wholesale bear no responsibility for the accuracy, legality, or content of this podcast. Jeremy, stop harassing that cat!
She was trying to step on my laptop and delete the episode.
Drunk on Christmas.